This is WGTD HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that explores and highlights various local issues and organizations. It's hosted by Jane Herring, a former marketing manager at Gateway Technical College, Jenny Tunkies, former reporter for the Kenosha News, and a former chief of staff for the Kenosha County Executive, Marcia Connett, who is a Southeast Regional Consultant for Wisconsin Literacy, and she provides literacy education support and management expertise, and Xander Miller, a librarian at the Kenosha Public Library who also works on technology and digital skills. Community Matters also shares its time slot with the 30-time award-winning WGTD Radio Theater. And now, here's today's program.
Good morning. Welcome to Community Matters. I'm Marcia Connett, your host, and I am so glad that you've joined me today because with me are two really amazing women, Melissa Donaldson and Val Zamenik. And I have to say, total transparency, I have known both of these women for many, many, many years. Val, I hate to think about how many years you and I go back. I think the old homemaker days to be. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but today we're going to be talking about big sisters. And so, Melissa, maybe you can talk a little bit about the organization itself. Val and I are going to be talking about some of her experiences in her many years as a big sister. And then we're also going to talk about something really special that's coming up in early April. So, Melissa, how about you? How about bringing us up to speed on who the big sisters are and what you do and how you got here?
Yeah. So the Big Sisters is an organization that helps mentor girls in our community. We talk about changing lives two by two. And our organization has been around a while. We started way back in 1967 when the juvenile court saw a real need to provide guidance on one-on-one basis for young girls in our community. So with that, a bunch of groups that were actively involved in the formation of our group were the Women's Advisory Board of the Juvenile Court, the Mental Health Association of Racine County, Racine Junior Women's Club, and the Johnson Foundation. So we've been around a while. 1968 was when we were formally incorporated, and we make up, currently we're an 18, it's an 18-member board.
Wow.
I think. Maybe not that many, but we have a decent amount of women on our board. We're still looking for women who would like to be on our board. So if anybody would like to reach out to me, I will share my contact information later. So we're still looking for ladies to be on our board.
Tell me, what kinds of women are you looking for to serve on the board? What kinds of experience? Do you have some specific needs?
We would like to diversify our board more and see more women of color join our board, just to make sure that we're covering all of our bases and making sure that we're including everybody in our community in this organization.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Can you use people with any kinds of business experience?
Yeah, we have come from all walks of life. We have women. We have real estate people. I work at the public library. We've had teachers, former teachers. We've had all sorts of people from all walks of life. So it's a very unique board, and that's kind of what makes it so much fun, is get to be
really
a bunch of different people.
Yeah, and I have to say, I was on the board for a few years. I was president of the board for a couple of years, and it is just an incredible group of women. We were lucky to have a couple of lawyers on the board when I was there. We had an accountant and anybody who comes from a professional background and brings a skill like that is, I'm sure, welcome to the board. So,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It helps build that organization with everybody's skills. So it's been a lot of fun. We have a lot of unique ladies on our board. So we just all bring something just a little bit special.
Most definitely. Now, this is truly a working board, is it not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're not just a board that sits around and makes decisions all day. We do stuff. So like there's various committees, like we have activities committee where we plan activities for our matches to attend. We have our finance committee who plans our budget. We have our fundraising committee who helps plan our fundraiser. So there's always something going on. There's always something being worked on. We do only have a single half-time employee for our director of volunteers, and she's responsible for building those relationships with the bigs and the littles and making sure that she's there if she needs to be there for the matches.
Okay. So kind of like the social worker or the counselor of the group
that
kind of connects the big sisters with the little sisters.
Yep. Yes. That is her main function.
Nice. Are there little sisters waiting for big sisters right now?
Yes. Yes. We have girls on our waiting list. We do have 25 matches, which is up from COVID. But we are still down from pre-COVID numbers. So we lost a lot of girls during COVID, as with any organization lost many people. But we do have quite a few girls. I was just going to look that number up really quick if I could find that. So we do have. And you can apply to be a big sister on our website. So if you go to our website, you can apply to be a big sister. So
okay, and the website is?
BigSistersRacine.org.
Now, I have to ask you this. We are talking about big sisters. This has no connection to what used to be the Big Brothers.
We are no connection to Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America. We have always been our own organization. We raise our money every year. We apply for grants. And to be a big sister is just somebody who can provide friendship and guidance and encouragement to young girls in our community who could benefit from that one-to-one relationship.
Okay, so you don't have to be a teacher or a social worker or anything like that. You really are just a friend?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it's just a few hours, a couple times a month that we ask that you spend time with your little, just getting to know them, being there if they have anything that they may need to talk to you about, that kind of stuff. So it's really a mentorship program where we're trying to just, not an extra parental figure, but just somebody who can just befriend them and help them out.
Okay, and we're gonna talk to Val in a little bit, who can really give us some true to life stories. Mm-hmm. But before we go there, you mentioned that you are able to support a part time, I think, employee, and so where does Big Sisters get its funding?
We raise all of our money. We have our annual appeal. We've been branching out on the fundraisers that we are doing. So this past fall, we did a bourbon tasting, and then we started comedy nights last year, and we're going to continue that this year.
But we're going to talk about a little later.
Yeah. But all of our stuff we raise. I mean, we have to raise about $50,000. And that's getting just a little bit harder to do every year. That's why we've kind of branched out into to what we're doing.
Now, the $50,000, certainly a little part of that pays that person who does the actual work. But does that also pay for the events that the big sisters and their little sisters attend?
Yeah, it plays for the activities as well, yes.
Oh, so it doesn't, if I'm a big sister, I don't have to plan on spending a lot of money.
No, I mean, like, I think there's a lot that you could do, and Val, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a lot to do around Racine where you don't have to spend a lot of money either. It's about making that bond with people more than about things, if that makes sense, doing.
Sure. And then does the I think I remember this, doesn't the organization then also offer big and little sisters activities during the year, things that they all do together?
Yes, that's what the money goes towards that. And then we also have an enrichment fund in honor and I'm not really good at Ruth Ann because she was way before my time, but she was like one of the founding, she was like the founding director of volunteers. She was like the first one, and she did some amazing, amazing things for our organization. So we recognize her with a memorial fund that we continually add funds to for our bigs and littles. Like they can have up to $150 a year right now to do extra activities.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So if they want to go to the state fair or they want to take an art class together.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So they could do like some kids took a summer camp, some. Yeah. So
it's amazing.
It is amazing. And I did find that list. We have 12 littles that are waiting for a big. So we are looking for 12 big sisters, anybody in the community who would like to join us and help mentor these young ladies.
Okay. And what are the ages of the little sisters?
I don't have ages. We have 4 elementary kids, we have 6 middle school kids, and we have 2 high school kids
that's the range of little sisters across the board, right? Mm-hmm. Elementary school into high school.
Yeah, once they're in, like they could stay in high school, and I think we have like 3 or 4 who are graduating this year, so it's kind of it's exciting and sad all at the same time.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So if one of our listeners has a little girl, a daughter, that they'd like to see in the program, how would they make that happen?
So they can also go to our website, bigsistersracine.org, and there is a section that says refer a little sister, and it's just an online form that they could fill out. So, and then our director of volunteers would get that information.
Okay, and then reach out to whoever's making the referral. And I would assume, in addition to parents, do schools refer kids?
Yep, with school counselors, I've referred kids to girls to us.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about, now, if I don't think I can be a big sister, say I can't do that time commitment every month, or I'm gone in the winter because I'm a snowbird. What other options are there for me as a volunteer?
So there is another, we call them PALS, People mm-hmm. Assisting Little Sisters. That's what the acronym stands for. And basically they're a stand-in. So PALS would help the girls. They would take the girls to activities who are on our waiting list so that anybody who's on our waiting list could still attend the activities that our activities group plans. Or sometimes Big might not be able to attend an activity on a particular day, and mm-hmm. a PAL could take a little as a stand-in for their Big. So they're really, really important, but they're just kind of a stand-in when we need them.
Okay. Well, that's really good. And are there other, now we talked about being a board member. That's certainly mm-hmm. another volunteer opportunity. Are there committees that I could jump onto
we've been inviting back, like, just because we've been doing a lot more fundraising and stuff like that, we've reached out to former board members who understand the organization and help, but anybody's interested in fundraising, then come our way. Yeah, yes, especially because that's where we really need our help, is our fundraising. So
okay. And when you say fundraising, it's not necessarily someone who's going to call on, 17 businesses and ask them for money. It could even be someone who can maybe write up a piece of a material that the
right.
news,
create
news
a flyer,
release or, yeah.
news release, Facebook posts, that kind of thing, okay. just so that we could spread the work around. That's what we've been.
Absolutely. Now, Melissa, how long have you been involved with Big Sisters?
Man, I think I'm coming up. I think I got on just as you were leaving.
Okay.
So it's been a while.
It has.
At least 5. I got to say,
I was
going to
say 6
years.
But it might be 5.
It might be 6 because you were gone before COVID.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Definitely. So I think it has to have been 6 because it was 2018 probably.
Like, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. And time flies.
Yeah, it does. Now, how did you get involved with Big Sisters?
You and my mother-in-law and my best friend were all in the organization, so I had a lot of pull towards that. And I love what we do. I love our organization. I love the idea of mentoring ladies in our community and fostering just positive growth for everybody, not just for our littles, but for our bigs as well.
Well, and you're a perfect example. You weren't a big sister. You happened to be on the board or on a committee. I forget which way you started.
Jeannie kind of hired me for a couple things to help with the website before.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, so I've been involved for a little while, and then Leah convinced me to join the board, and I haven't left, so.
Oh, goodness. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, Val, you have been waiting so patiently, and you are kind of the opposite end of the spectrum of where Melissa is. Val, how long have you been involved with Big Sisters?
Well, I came to Racine in 74, and I wanted to get involved in the community, so I joined in 76.
Oh, my goodness.
I started into Big Sisters, and I was with Ruth Ann Grayson, and we had a great time, and we had a lot of different activities than we are doing now because we didn't have the money, so we were coming up with group events, picnics. We did an auction in a church, and we made money that way. We didn't have a lot of the structured events that we have now. But I did a lot of stuff with my little. She was my first one, and her name was Mary, but she bonded with me so well, and I stayed with her. She was 12 until she graduated, and then we lost track, and I had a knock on my doorbell after I had a couple kids. And I went and answered my door, and this lady was standing there with two boys, and I said, "Can I help you?" And she said, "I'm Mary." She had two little boys, and she lived in a wonderful house. She invited me to her house, and she ended up moving down to Kentucky with a job promotion from her husband, and she was a success for sure.
Oh, my gosh. What a great one.
It was such a wonderful joy, and then I've gotten several after that. They come and they go, and things happen. People move.
Sure.
I had another little that we were signed up to go on a event, and she said her mom went to the hospital that morning. And I said, "Well, we're not going to the event. We're going to the hospital to see your mother." So we went to the hospital and talked and spent time with her, and her mother passed away that night. So
wow.
I'm grateful that I took her up there so she could be there.
Yeah. So, oh my goodness. And then did you remain her big sister?
I did for about 3 months, and then her aunt had to care for her in Chicago, so she got moved to Chicago because they couldn't care for her.
Sure.
Two of them that have had issues like that come up, that all of a sudden you get a great relationship going and then something happens in life. But a lot of the things I've done through the years, I really don't spend a lot of money on the girls. I have them come. And we do toothpick painting on glassware. It's a craft.
What is toothpick painting?
Well, we usually do flower vases, but you paint with a toothpick. So whatever you do, you bring your paint on your toothpick and you paint on vases. And I had a few examples. And then we also did masking tape vases, where little strips of masking tape was put on. And I had taken crafts with different things when I was younger, and so then I just did it with my girls. It seems
amazing.
Like a lot of times we are doing ice skating at the Pettit Center. We do a lot of pottery painting at Alpaca. We go to Gateway. They had a program where they offered classes for big sisters to do painting a birdhouse.
Oh, and really? Did you build the birdhouse first?
Yes, they built the birdhouse. The girl, I took Katie, and she built the birdhouse, and then she did making paper at Gateway, and it was a program that anybody can go to, and it was down at Gateway, and then we've gone down to Gateway and had manicures done. I always try and do that with the girls.
Fun.
Gateway offers that through their cosmetology to do their manicure.
And is there a cost to doing that when you do something like that with Gateway?
No, Not the manicures. No, that's all covered under the program with Big Sisters and Gateway.
That's so amazing.
Right. And we've gone to Marcus. They've had things like that offered at Marcus to go to the show. We mm-hmm. went and saw Barbie, and I took two girls to see Barbie, and they thought it was wonderful. Oh. So they enjoyed it. I like to go hiking with them. But I've also made the older girls. I've got one that's a senior. But when I volunteer places, I have them go with. So I've had volunteering with me as long as they can.
What kind of volunteering do you do that you can take the girls with you?
The Optimist Club has a spaghetti dinner. I've had them come to that and help out cleaning tables. And we Optimist Club is at the Racine County Fair. And since I'm in that, then I bring the girls to volunteer for that.
Oh, how and fun.
We did walking when they had Skeleton Scamper, and we helped out handing out things for in the Racine Downtown Association. So they get to be involved in the community and get it to learn to give back. That's what I'm trying to do.
Exactly. What a wonderful message and lesson that they get from watching you and then actually doing it.
Right.
That's really something. You know, we're going to take a really quick break right now just to remind people that you're listening to Community Matters here on WGTD HD Public Radio. My guests today are Melissa Donaldson and Val Zamenik. We're talking about the Big Sisters of Greater Racine, and Val and I are talking about her experience as having been a big sister for many, many, many years. And I know when we were talking before we went on the air, you probably can't even count the number of little sisters you've had in all of these years.
Correct.
Wow. That speaks volumes about you and about your willingness to help. What do you think is the one trait that someone who wants to be a big sister should have?
Able to listen. To be a person to listen and not just talk. Let them tell you stories and not to ask so many questions. I've learned that through the years. I ask too many questions. Tell you stories. How's school? And then let them evolve on it. It's good to just be a presence. Just to know they can have a time that nobody else is. A lot of them come from larger families, so they don't have one-on-one contact. They need to have the time to be special.
Absolutely. I think that has got to be such a big motivator for little sisters to want to be in the program, to be the only one for a few hours every
Correct.
Couple of weeks. That is really amazing.
They have issues or they wouldn't be in the program a lot of times, and they need to have someone listen to them, and they need to have a time to go and do things, even walking, going for a walk. A lot of girls don't go for walks. They don't know what nature is. They don't
Sure.
know how to decide. And we go for walks and we listen to the birds and take events. After events, we'll go.
Oops, you just turned your mic off, Val, and I don't quite know how you did that, but there you go. Now you're unmuted. Go ahead.
So Ooh, we... Did,
okay, there you go. So you take walks?
A lot of times we go for walks, and then I said, when we're done, we'll go for ice cream, and they always oh. like...
That would motivate me.
And I used to have the entertainment books. It was always buy one, get one. So I would do dinner with a couple of them that were older girls, like the ones that were 16 and older. They enjoy having a nice meal and sit down and pick something out. And since I had a book, I tried not to have them expect me to buy them things. I always wanted to have that time to be able to talk, but not necessarily see how much they can spend.
Sure. You know, and I think that's a really important point to make for a whole bunch of reasons. One is, if I'm a little sister of someone who takes me places and buys me things and I travel with them, that has got to be a little difficult if they've got other brothers and sisters at home who aren't doing those things. I would think that would be difficult.
Yeah. I had one girl that just aged out like 2 years ago. Well, 3 years ago before I got this last one that is also aging out this year. But the previous girl, I said, let's make a cake. I knew it was her birthday, and I thought, while we make the cake, we can talk. And I said, what did you do for birthdays? And she said, she never got to have a birthday party or anything. And she looked at me after we got the cake out and frosted it. She said, this is the only birthday cake I've ever had.
Oh, wow. That is, that's amazing. That is heartwarming.
So we made sure every year after, we always made another cake. And she always took the cake home with her, too. She always wanted it home.
Oh, of course. Right. Oh, that's wonderful.
So you try and find out what their niche is of what they're not getting. I've taught them dinners. We had another big sister got together, and the four of us, her little and my little, made meals, and they took turns, and we all ate together at the table. And set the table. We set it how it was supposed to be set, and meal together.
I love that. I love that a lot. Again, very simple. Doesn't cost a whole bunch of money. You would have been eating anyway. And then to have that learning experience of how to set a table. And I'm guessing you even talked about manners at the table. And, you know, a lot of things that young kids are not necessarily exposed to anymore.
Right. Not having to go out, but at least sitting at home, and they didn't know, have a concept of what things were, didn't know how to crack an egg, didn't know how to. We just did that with big sisters 2 weeks ago. They had a class on cooking breakfast. Ooh. And we made waffles and egg sandwiches and puzzles. We made deviled eggs. So it was a good experience. They had a circuit, and the one woman that offered it was so nice to put it at her house, and she put different circuits in the kitchen so they could all make their own entrees. They made their own breakfast.
Oh, so they all got to kind of try to make part of the breakfast. Oh, that is big. And somebody had a kitchen big enough for that. That's impressive.
Yep, they decorated. Wow. They decorated the deviled eggs. And they had to put one in for a judge, and they had an independent neighbor come over, and she judged the egg, and my Katie got first place. She decorated. Well, she likes art, so this was right up her alley with peppers and olives and pimento, and she had it all jazzed up with hair and everything. The carrots.
Oh, my God.
So she had her egg look really great.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Oh, that just has to tickle the daylights out of the girls to have the opportunity to do that sort of stuff.
Yep. They really had a nice morning breakfast, and she had everything set up in the dining room for them to sit and eat what they made, and it was very fun for them.
Oh,
and
I've
been home with Katie, too. We've made things and had it for her to enjoy after she's done preparing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, oh, I love that idea. I really, really do. So what would you say to someone who's kind of toying with this idea, thinking, well, maybe I could be a big sister, but I'm not sure I can do it. What would be your response?
Well, I would think that it would be a fun thing to plan at least twice a month, just for a couple hours, or think of something simple just to drive somewhere or go and make, I do the painting. We've done that several times. If you feel uncomfortable, maybe you can buddy up with another big. I've done that many times also, because the girls enjoy having somebody else doing it with them.
Sure.
So they enjoy it, and mine is quite artsy, so she likes to doodle, and she can prepare a 8x10 portrait in nothing flat. She's got really great artistic talent. And she's going to be going to, I think she's picked going down to Kenosha for college. So
wonderful.
Said that to me. So we'll see if that transpires. She's a senior, so we'll see. But she likes to draw, and she has another little that every time we get together at a Christmas party or the different events, she always goes with this other girl, and they both draw things together.
Oh, that is amazing. That is just wonderful. Has she drawn anything for you?
Yes, she does a lot of the Pokemon and characters, and she's really good at it. So they're pretty, but they're not my thing. But she's
well,
great.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't hang it in your living room, but how fun to have to stick on your fridge when she, you know, when she makes something like that. That is really, really amazing. Wow.
She's painting at Park on the wall now. I guess they're doing a mural, and she's in charge of that as a senior to paint on whatever they're painting for Park.
Oh, nice.
Probably their logo.
Oh, maybe. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I how neat to know that you're going to leave a little bit of yourself behind after you graduate. So that is really exciting.
That's what I've taught her, to leave a mark wherever you go.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Boys taught her to do one good thing every day. Make a difference. Do one good thing every day, something. And she's picked up litter on her own without me saying anything, and I was real proud of her for that.
Oh, that's fabulous. Wow. Well, that you have left your mark, clearly, in somebody's life. So that is absolutely amazing. What's the next Big Sister planned event that's coming up for everybody? And I don't know if you or Melissa knows the answer to that.
We're doing our comedy. Are you talking about for the Big Sister? Our big event is our comedy night that's coming up.
Right.
On April 5th.
All right. And what about something for the big and littles to do together? Do they have another big event coming?
We have our banquet. Yeah, we have the banquet.
That was probably my favorite event. It's a toss-up. The Christmas party or the spring banquet were my two favorite things for the bigs and littles to do together. And as board people, we were always lucky enough to be a part of those two things. So, so to know that there's something like that to look forward to.
Right. They take pictures of the girls. They dress up. They put on little sashes. And mine will be graduating, so this will be her finale. So she'll be making a speech. My previous girl made a speech, and she had everybody crying. She brought up the fact that she had never had a birthday cake, and she was so grateful. Made a difference in her. I had no idea what she was going to say, and the girls were crying because she said such touching things. And she never talked much, so when she talked at the banquet, I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. So, Melissa, tell me more about the event that's coming up for all the rest of us and the bigs. Hopefully they'll be there as well.
So we are planning our spring fundraiser, which is our comedy night. It's going to have a special performance given by Comedy Sports. And if anybody knows, has been to a comedy sports show before, every single show is different because it depends on who's in the audience.
Improvisational.
So much fun. We had so much fun last year that we thought we'd do it again. And this year we're hosting it at Roma Lodge at 7130 Spring Street on April 5th.
Nice.
The doors open at 6, dinner served at 6:30, and show starts at 7:30.
Okay.
We're really, really excited about this. We're going to do 50-50 raffle, silent auction, which will have raffles with various product from companies around the racing area. One company that has donated to us already is InSinkErator for our silent auction. They have donated a garbage disposal for us to auction off, so that's really awesome.
That's my favorite thing whenever I have a chance to bid. Oh, that's super.
Yep, and then we have a gift card tree raffle too, and we did just get our first sponsor for the event, so I just want to give them a shout out to Jim's Garage Door for being a side-splitting specialist sponsor. So thank you to them.
That's wonderful. And so you're asking for sponsorships out in the community. And how would I become a sponsor if my business wants sponsor? What do I have to do?
So if you go to our website, bigsistersracing.org, on the menu that says support us, there's a spring Comedy Night sponsorship on that menu.
Okay.
And then you can click on there, and it will take you to our form where you can become a sponsor right online.
And would it cost me thousands of dollars to be a sponsor?
No, we have different levels. So we have our Punchline Producer, which is a new level. It's $5,000. They would get two VIP tables for 16 guests total.
Wow.
Event, yeah. Signage at the event, logo or name on our website. $2,000 where you'd get a single table and the signage at the event and name on website. And then $1,000 for stand-up. You'll get prominent signage at the event, logo on or name on our website. And a VIP table for six guests. Mm-hmm. And then $500 for side splitting or 100 or other if you would like to do that as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. So this is affordable for many, mm-hmm. many businesses.
Yep, and you can donate anything you would like. We will recognize any business that would like to donate to us.
Oh, okay. They won't have a fancy name though. Like side splitter.
Yeah. But we will let them know.
And I'm sure you'll mention them during the evening as you're doing your introducing and that sort of thing. So tell me, and obviously you're going to have to talk about last year's event. Tell me how this improv thing worked and how did it involve the audience?
So they would always ask for volunteers to come up. Sometimes it would be like to actually come up and participate in the skit. Sometimes they would just be asking us for words. So that kind of stuff. So it's just really all improv, everything is just kind of they make it up as they go. They have like certain skits that they know they're going to perform and then they get us to help make it different. So
that is
a lot of fun.
The Foos Line is it anyway. And that's exactly how it works, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I am looking forward to this. Now, if I want to come, and we'll come talk about this a little more. If I want to come, how do I get tickets?
So you can register online. We're only doing online ticket sales. Helps us keep streamlining things. So you would go online to BigSistersRacine.org, and there's a register today button right at the top of our page. And you just click there, and it would take you to our registration page. Tickets are $55 a person.
Okay. So, and that includes dinner and the show?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, and there will be a cash bar, so... available. If you'd like to purchase drinks, you're welcome to do that as well.
I might just have to have a glass of wine if I'm at Roma and eating wonderful food. That is really cool. Good.
Yep.
So $55 gets me in the door, gets me the show, gets me a great dinner, and I know I'm supporting a wonderful organization in doing that. Tell me a little more about kind of I know you went through the schedule real quick, but what about, you talked about silent auction, you talked about 50-50. How's all that going to work?
So with the 50-50, we have board members walk around selling those tickets before and during the show. We do let them sit down and eat dinner, so we can all have dinner together. But we do that. The silent auction, we're going to have some tables with all of our donations on there that people can bid on. And our gift card tree raffle will also be able to buy tickets. So you'll get a pack of 10 tickets, and then you can put it in whatever gift card tree raffle you want to put them in. So you
now
can
tell
get
me
10 tries.
Gift card tree raffle, what does that look like?
So we have a bunch of gift cards, and we kind of put them in a group, and then you put them... And then you would get that group of, if you get the winning ticket, you would get that.
That group, so it might be Starbucks or a food thing or Subway or, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can choose which group I want to put my ticket in.
Exactly.
And then you'll at the end of the evening. How about the silent auction? Is that one where I write on a sheet of paper?
Yep. You'd write your name on a sheet of paper in your bid. And, once the show's over, I believe it's 8:30. I think they're doing an hour show for us. Then we will close the auction and then announce the winners. So, yeah.
Okay. So I can walk out that night with my with my winning item, yep. Whatever it is.
Yep, and we will be able to take check, credit card, whatever. We could take all of that right there.
Okay.
At the show. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got just a few minutes before we have to wrap up. So why don't you give the website again, if that's where people have to go to become a big sister, to be a little sister, or to find out about this great event that's coming up again on April 5th.
Yep, our website is bigsistersracing.org, and you'll find all of that information, where to become a big sister, how to, volunteering, anything you'll find on our website. We have pretty much all of our information up there.
Okay. Now, if people have questions, is there a phone number they can call? Can they get a hold of your part-time staff person?
You could probably give me a call because okay. I don't know if our part-time, I don't know how much of our, since we are working board, I don't know how much of our fundraising events that our part-time person knows about.
You're sort of the resident expert.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So how can they get in touch with you?
You could email me at melissadonaldson@bigsistersracing.org, or you could just give me a call on my cell phone at 262-994-1745.
Okay, that makes it pretty easy. So in the last minute or two, Val, do you have anything that you want to add about fun? Did you go last year to the comedy event?
I did. And I brought two other couples along, and one of my friends got up and was real comfortable going on stage, and she made everybody crack up. She played along so well. And she goes, I want to do more. She just got more involved. And yes, the two couples just loved it, and they definitely want to come again. They said, let us know. We just loved it.
Oh, good.
Yep, we'll be there.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely wonderful evening. And I would, do we have a limit to how many people can come, or are we just going to keep cramming them in there until we fill the room?
Yeah, I mean, though we have a minimum of 100 people. That's what
Roma
charges us for. So, we're our goal is at least 100, but we would definitely take more. So,
okay, good. So, people can go online, bigsistersracing.org.
Yep.
Okay, and there you'll find information about tickets. You can order tickets. Do they come in the mail, or are they virtual tickets?
It's just, you're just basically paying, and your name will have your name. So we check people off when they come in.
When you get there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's always good to know. And you can always double check if your credit card's been, it shows up on your credit card, you know you're good. So, okay, that's good. And again, if someone is interested in becoming a volunteer of some sort, whether they want to be a big sister like Val has been telling us such wonderful stories about her experience as a big sister, they can, again, go to the website and find the information there. What's the menu item to be a big sister? Does it say be a big sister?
So, like, it says volunteer.
Okay.
It's right on our, there's a big middle
button section.
Yeah, a big button. And it takes you to how to become a big sister or a pal.
Got it. Well, this has been absolutely fascinating. I can't wait for the event on April 5th at Roma Lodge. Comedy sports is one of my favorites anyway. Val and Melissa, thank you so much for being a part of today's show. I think you've shared some wonderful stories with our listeners. And thanks to all of you who joined us today. We'll talk to you again.
You've been listening to Community Matters. All programs are archived at WGTD.org. Click Shows. This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.